They say it takes a village to raise a child. They, referring to a wise African proverb, and the village, meaning a community of family, friends, neighbors, and loved ones to help nurture a child in a safe environment. Growing up in a big family, being a mom was something I had dreamed of since a very young age. Little did I know, all those years of imagining what motherhood would be like, that when it came time for me to have a child, I would be in a faraway country, wondering where my village was. My son was born in October of 2019 in Dubai. It was an easy pregnancy, not a great deal of morning sickness, and my cravings were relatively normal foods like watermelon and the British staple fish and chips. But then came the 18 hours of active labor and an emergency C-section that followed. I spent weeks in bed recovering. It seriously felt like I was hit by a massive bus filled with bricks. And right after impact, I was given the most precious gift ever imaginable, my sweet baby boy. My body looked different. I was different. My thoughts were different. My thoughts were also very hypersensitive to this beautiful new child that was a part of my life now. I was barely taking it day by day. Then the day came where my husband, who's an airline pilot, had to go back to work. He was scheduled for a 5-day trip, of course, that took him to South America, Europe, and then back to Dubai. I was determined to be strong and to hold down the fort for my son and I. But by day 3, I was a hopeless wreck, crying on the kitchen floor with the sink water running over a huge pile of dirty dishes. My house was a mess and I couldn't find a moment to take a shower or to do laundry or to cook, let alone clean. I laid there on the kitchen floor while my son was sleeping in his bassinet in the living room, and I was wondering, where was this damn village? I grabbed my phone and thought about calling my mom, who was on the other side of the world, in America, but I stopped myself and thought that my situation would probably make her feel very sad. Instead, I swiped over to my Apple Music app to find music to help me get through it. My playlist, pre-baby, did not appeal to me. So then, I typed in motherhood, hoping that a mom out there wrote a song that I could relate to. To my surprise and curiosity, I saw a motherhood podcast. I clicked on it. I listened for about 5 minutes before I realized the water was still running. I jumped up, completely forgetting about my C-section scar. Throughout the next couple of days, I found myself tuning into the podcast during baby nap and feeding times, immersing myself into the conversations that mothers had about their journey. I heard stories from moms who had miscarriages, stories of adoption, infertility, postpartum depression, mothers who offered great tips and advice, while other moms shared their research and experiences on child development. My mind was blown. When my husband, Eddie, finally came home, to his surprise, found me in a place where the house wasn't a complete disaster. It was still a mess, but not as bad as he expected. And I still had my sanity intact. He smiled at me and said, Daisy, I think you found your village.